This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. All right, we are going to cut from the Fed now to maybe the most interest rate sensitive industry in this economy, housing, courtesy of this morning's release of the Case-Shiller Home Price Index, down overall 0.2% October to November after 9 straight months of gains.
I'm Mel Jones. I'm the co-director of the Virginia Center for Housing Research at Virginia Tech.
The word you're looking for here, seasonality. Home sales slow down in the winter, usually.
Over the last 2 to 3 years in the post-pandemic scenario, we've actually not seen a lot of seasonality because there's been so much continued demand. Everybody's sort of rethinking where they want to live.
Which means?
So the return to the seasonality feels good because of the predictability, right? People like to be confident in what the market is doing.
Right, except year over year, home prices are still up better than 5%.
For people who are first trying to get into the market, new home buyers, this is kind of like, we're still moving in the wrong direction. Things are still getting more and more expensive.
Which looks like this in the real world.
I'm Cynthia Cummins, and I'm a realtor with Kindred SF Homes in San Francisco.
Short version, nobody in the housing market is happy.
Buyers have finally screwed up their courage to go ahead and buy, even though interest rates are a little higher. But now they're going to open houses and seeing 12 other buyers at the same place that interests them. And that's making them very nervous and anxious.
Sellers are nervous and anxious too.
Home sellers right now feel like they're taking a big leap to put their property on the market and do all the work it takes to do that. And until they get an offer, they are not sleeping.
30-year fixed rate mortgage, by the way, right about 6.7%, says Freddie Mac.